Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, because that's what you are, Radiant by Design. Well, actually, our design is often from the subconscious, from our lineage, from past experiences, telling us what to expect. That's a whole lot different than what we're talking about on Radiance by Design, isn't it? We're learning how to lift our frequencies together, consciously, alone and together, meaning by yourself, you can raise your field and frequency and really improve your manifestation ability. You can consciously send messages of love and sharing to people. You can, just by consciously moving your energy, you can do a lot of healing work. What else? You can speak higher self to higher self. And that's what we're talking about tonight on this show. I wanted to talk about love, but you know what? I don't mind if we talk about love and many, many other things. I want you to call in, and you'll see the number up on your screen, and I will announce the number in a little while. And together, we're going to answer your questions with my guides and angels and my own intuitive knowing. We're going to answer your questions and help you move the energy or even build energy shifting in your own body, mind, so you can be the vibrational vehicle of light that we know you are. One of the things that's really interesting is we keep hearing about the shift, and more shift. And the shift is apparently up to us. Just because the numbers read 2012 and because the energy speed-ups are just pushing us through changes faster than ever before, there's no guarantee that the shift into kind of a different species, a species that drops into rapport with the essential energies of life instead of dominance over all of that. The shift is supposed to bring us into our ability to be compatible with all the energies that are, the universal energies that are coming in, the shifting energies on the planet, the parts of the planet that needs healing, and the terrific, massive energy of the collective that keeps us in a soup of thoughts and feelings carefully marketed by media and so on, or not so carefully marketed. The shift is supposed to be bringing us into a time where we can be vehicles of love by choice, of transformation, of authentication, of the ability to heal, the ability to help one another move beyond certain limited ways of being, help ourselves manifest with thoughts and feelings to create our reality. That's what we're supposed to be turning into. How many of you are already doing that? Bunches of you are, aren't you? Well, we're going to work on that tonight as well. We're going to do a little sacred geometric meditation. I was talking to someone today who was on about how sacred geometrics really, as we know, they're kind of building blocks of consciousness. I'm not one of the aficionados. My partner is, kind of, and other people that we know. But the actual shapes of triangles and star tetrahedrons, double tetrahedrons, and all of those things are actually way down deep in our psyche and our cells and so on. They're the building blocks of reality and of consciousness. And I don't quite pretend to know how to work that on a conscious level. But somewhere deep down, I resonate with that. And if we can get in touch with those aspects that build our reality, that create our reality, if we become conscious about that which is unconscious, or if we can simply create movement in energy fields that might have been stuck there, densities that have been stuck because of habitual subconscious programming, if we could change all that, golly, we're going to be part of a brand new species, a species of conscious beings where there can't be any real competition, because if you're really who you are, you're the only one in the universe that's like that. Me too. So if all of us are on this teeming planet of many, many individuals, all ready to kind of be in the truth of who they are, at least a lot of us doing that, there can't be any competition. That whole thing can't work, can it? Now I know I sound like Pollyanna, but it's kind of a multidimensional Pollyanna, so let's play with this and have some fun. And one of the tools that we need to use for becoming able to go to the shift is, or able to make the shift is a better way to put it, is knowing that it's up to you and it's up to me to choose to clear enough. We have to choose to clear away enough of our old patterns to become conscious about what was unconscious, enough to step out of what the mass, the mass drive is all about. We've got to clear. So we're going to do a manifestation. We're going to do a sacred geometric meditation, and we're going to do some clearing manifestations right in the middle of it. So are y'all ready for that? And then we're going to take your calls, and we're going to talk all about you and love and what has happened in your lineage, in your history, in your soul's journey to give you some of the maybe possessive attitudes to love or limiting interpretations of love and so on, because it really is an absolutely unlimitable commodity, an expanding force. So we're going to work on that tonight. Maybe we're going to learn how to really even love each other better. So close your eyes. Unless you're dancing on a cliff, riding a unicycle, driving, of course. Take a few deep breaths. And then above your head, see about 2 miles above your head, a golden ball, a beautiful golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light, a gold filament of light, from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And a lot of you know about this. Then we drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to waist height. And then again, upside down, so the lower golden ball points into the lower, to the lower point, points into the lower golden ball. Good. So now you've got an eight-sided figure. You've got a four-sided pyramid pointing up and a four-sided pyramid pointing down. And now you have inside of that a crystal ball. And the edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And then inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. That's a three-sided, three-dimensional Star of David. And we start spinning. And you spin and spin and spin. Until the way I heard it today was until you feel that really still, still, still place inside. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. It's a great way to shift your frequency and get in touch with the deeper power of self. And as you spin, look at the screen in front of you. There's a magical screen, and on the first part of the screen, who is it you want to become? That's who you put on the first part. We see ourselves becoming what it is we're really dreaming of becoming. And I always want to be multidimensional and come from the heart. And I see myself up there getting into that state of being. Good. And then when you see yourself becoming whatever it is you want, wrap that in light. And let's go to the next screen. Well, what do you want to create in life? Do you want to create home and family, house, travels, world travels, a book? A movie? What is it you'd like to create? See yourself doing the project of your dreams and see the help coming to you. Some of you know that I'm creating a television series, and, you know, I'm doing a big learning curve, aren't I? So I'm seeing myself working with this television series and seeing all the people come that I need, the various characters that I'd like to feature, those people that I need to help me create it, and the people that are going to help market it. And I see it all coming together and coming together and coming together. Just infuse it with harmony. I see myself chuckling and really enjoying it, and people who are watching it get some kind of empowerment from it, because that's what I want. And you know what else? Is that it has to be fun. So here's my project. What's your project? Can you get it to a point where the resources are pouring in to maintain its ongoingness? And you're having a wonderful time. Talk about love. We really love ourselves when we're up to our ears in our own projects, don't we? And now when you feel like it's sustaining itself, wrap that in light. And let's move to the next screen. Now the next screen is the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, we're all able to have a healing team in the unseen world and have the team circle around the healing table. And this is the healing center, remember. Now, the first person who comes and flops on the table is you, or me in this case. And you lay on the table and tell the team what it is you'd like to work on. Or they might tell you, they might have some ideas for you. Okay, and then listen carefully when they tell you that. And now they're going to work on you. So what are they doing? Okay. And you might want to take a minute to look around at the team. How do they look? All right. And then have them working on you. What does it feel like? Does it feel good? I see them pulling things out of my head, my brain, and my feet, my belly. What are they doing for you? Good. And now you can wrap that in light and have the team replicate themselves as we create a brand new, clean healing place, healing station. Now, who are you going to bring in this time? I've got two people coming in. All right, it's a family. It's a mother and a son. We're having a really hard time. We're bringing them in, and they seem to sit down rather than lie down. And the healing team is helping them. Oh, and it's very interesting because what they're doing is pulling things out of both of their belly and something out of the brain. And they're unhooking them from some really deep old patterns. It's kind of interesting. I haven't seen that before. I haven't seen this particular scenario involve a mother and son. And so as they pull apart, they're pulling them apart, pulling streams of energy from that the both of them share. They're pulling them out. And this other, one of the beings in the team has a kind of a vacuuming system. He's vacuuming the mother's head, the brain, and then the young boy. Now we're going to wrap them in light. And you know what's interesting is I wanted to talk about love, but this pair is having a really hard time with love because both of them are into some kind of very deep, I see what the problem is, it's a very deep attachment. It's almost like, well, I know what it is. It's a karmic kind of thing. And for any of you who've ever met anybody you've had some huge karmic ties with, it's like you just can't get away from each other. So it's not like you can authenticate at all. It's like you're kind of bonded and in bondage, pulled between the two of you. And this little one and this mother are having an awful time with that. I think he's almost a teenager, this kid. And so they're pulling it out and pulling it out and pulling it out so that each of these beings can begin to appreciate loving each other, not just being bondaged to one another. You see how different that is? Trouble with karma. Now, karma can be really great, too, right? Because you don't even have to do all the preliminaries. You're already aligned. But sometimes it can really take you down. In this case, the teams are saying, the beings of healing are saying that they're pulling out the bondage between these two, that each of them can find even love for each other, but love in a much higher way than that of attachment. The mom looks way more peaceful right now. So we'll see what happens in time. We'll wrap them in light and ask that they be continued until they feel a certain peace. And self-love. Self-love is pretty crucial. All right, let's bring in our next table. And the team replicates themselves around that table. And who comes in this time? Let's see. Okay, so this is a young man, and he's a little out of control here, actually. I think he's got a drinking problem. But anyway, he's really it's really hard. He's a young adult. And it's pretty hard for him. He can't seem to get his brain working well. He can't seem to get concentrating. He's very bitter. He's really angry. He's had an awful lot of childhood stuff. He's got he can't seem to go forward in life, and he's really stuck. And they show that he's got sort of a caved-in heart, as if his. And again, we're talking about love. He can't stand himself at some deep level. He's irate. He's angry. He does not know how to go forward in life, and he's got all kinds of aches and pains, and he gets dizzy, and he basically comes apart. Very, very sensitive, but he doesn't allow himself to have his sensitivity. So the team is working away on him. Yeah, that's it. It seems like they're pulling an awful lot out of his gastrointestinal system and out of his brain pattern. And the brain pattern is the one that focuses on the addictions and shows how easy it is to get trapped. It comes through the lineage, probably from soul journeying as well. And now they're pulling strings of energy out of his head. And again, out of his body, and doing a lot of energy work on him. And he seems to be getting a lot perkier. His heart's beginning to open up again. He's essentially a very loving, very gifted, very creative young man. Wow. I think that the guide's helped him a lot. So let's wrap that in light and send it offside. Oh, and take a minute and send light to Gabby Gifford. And ask the team to spend a minute wrapping her in light. And the fellow that shot her, she was the Arizona congresswoman, and the fellow that shot her, let's see the team wrap him and pull some of the insanity out of his own brain. That's it. It's really sad, isn't it, when people who are so distressed are left to go into their tortured mind and then behave in such a way. Okay, let's wrap that in light and send it off. And let's do one more political scenario. Because I don't know what's really happening, because I don't always read the news or pay attention to it, but it seems like Obama needs some help. It seems like there are some good things going on around the world. And I was listening to rather garbled and confusing reports about the healthcare system. And I'm like, it's just that the politics, it just seems like the politics is so based on lobbying and who's got power rather than what people need. So I think we should just start sending, let's call in. First of all, let's see a scenario where we actually look after people in our political structure. Let's see that. And then let's call in this beautiful pink salmon-y light and bring it down through the tops of our heads and down out through our chest and our hands, our arms and hands, and send it to all the beings who are setting up that healthcare system and all the beings that are fighting before it and against it. And let's send enough of this light to really open the hearts of those people that are involved, because the point of it is to get people looked after so that it's not such a stretch in this country to get the help you need. So let's just send light out there and have it touch the hearts and the logic of so many who are in positions of power. Let's just have that light go and touch as many as possible to help the people in this country and other countries. We do help people in other countries. That's right. And let's just have that light penetrate the hearts of and minds of beings in power and political power, beings in the economic structure that's really powerful, the lobbying. Bring the heart into the pharmaceutical people. Good. And all the medical industry. And now let's take this light and send it to all over this country, to any of the areas in the ghettos and the places where people are sick and people are crazed and people are poor and people are needing help of any kind, and see this light touching them so that we all find ways of connecting over greater possibilities. And then have that light bounce around the world and stop and infuse itself wherever there's anybody having problems, sicknesses, political stress, wars, heaven's wars, dangers threatening, all of those things. Let's have that light come through and open hearts to create win-win solutions, win-win solutions. And that's really love, isn't it? Thinking of something for the greater good, thinking of something because we respect life, all of it. And let's just keep sending that light round and round and round our planet until the planet's radiant. And now bring the light right back through your hands, up your arms, back into your heart, and then up through the top of your head, out into the great central sun. Now pop back into the star tetrahedron, close off your galactic healing center. Jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin again. And then meet me here in the living room. What experience did you have? Did you have a lot of fun? Some people really work hard doing that. Some people do a lot of it at home, they tell me. Isn't that great? And it really does help. And sometimes when you're in the Galactic Healing Center and you take in somebody who's very ill, they could feel it. I know this because I've done this for people in different parts of the world and when they're going through a crisis, and they really do feel it. So this is Veronica Entwistle. As you know, I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, have wonderful guides and angels. I love to see things, hear things, and so on. So how about calling in and telling me what's up in your world? Is your world spinning as fast as mine? Are we all going through changes faster than we can imagine? What we're talking about tonight is love, and maybe that's not all we need to talk about, so you can change the subject if you want. First, I'll give you the number, and I'll carry on here. Carry on, she said. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Call in. We did a call in Paradigm Shifters a couple of nights ago, and it was a blast. I think we had 6 or 7 callers, and oh my, I enjoyed myself so much. And that was with Sharon Wyeth, and we were doing name analysis. I can't do name analysis, but I can tell you how you are and who you are to a degree. So don't test that, for heaven's sakes. Call in with your questions. So let's talk about love. When we're doing healing like that, when we're sending light in there, or when the guides and angels or the healing team are pulling strings of energy out of people's body, mind, you're much more capable of loving. And what is love? Love, to me, is a really interesting thing. I remember years ago, I think I told you this sometime recently, but years ago, my guide said, I was working on love and what it really meant. The guide said that they were still just learning about love from where they are, because it's an infinitely expanding quality. It's not something that this is it. You know, what is love? Is love when you're in association with someone? Could that be like the people that came into our healing room tonight? She was attached to her son, and he was attached to her in such a way that they might have called it love, but it was really bondage, and that their ability to love each other is going to be much stronger. I mean, really love each other is going to be much stronger when they can release the bondage. See what I mean? The bondage is, I can't live without you, you can't live without me, and there's a pull. And so often I notice in the karmic world, to me, like a lot of you will get this kind of information in color, and mine is always kind of like a molten gray. And when I meet somebody and I get this deep sense of a molten gray, silver gray color running between, oh, thanks for your call. I'll just be 1 minute. I'll finish this thought. I get this molten gray feeling or vision between me and somebody. I've learned the hard way by ignoring it at first, that means that I've got a really deep karmic attachment with that person. So even though it'll feel like love, in a sense, because it'll give me a rush, after a while, I sure know it's not love. It's real attachment. And that's a kind of bondage. Most of us don't want to live out our karma anymore. We want to find tools for stepping beyond it and really addressing the possibility of love, which is an expanding possibility. You're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi, this is Diane in Bellingham.
Hi, Diane in Bellingham. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So what I'm working on is trusting myself with power and money.
Whoa. Those are small potatoes.
Because I'm realizing that that they're both connected, and I'm coming into, my own creativity and my own right use of power. And I think I've cleared some of it. I don't know how much. And so
what does power mean to you, Diane?
I think that there's ancient fears about domination and wrong use of power. But
okay.
I realized that that's not true power.
And it was your own, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that there has been times when, lifetimes where I have misused power and or misused my spiritual powers for money and my own, betterment.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a real a deep fear about that, although I brought it into my consciousness now, so I'm really, trying to be present to that in my heart chakra.
Good.
And embrace that and know that I don't have to be afraid of my power or the wrong use of it, because that's not going to happen again.
Right. And because like you already said, you're becoming conscious of it too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's what we're unconscious about that really messes us up. I want to say this to you.
Yeah.
I want to wrap yourselves in light. Everybody wrap yourself in light, because we're going to do some tweaking here. You want to be tweaked there, Diane?
Yes.
Okay, so what I
tweaked.
Okay, so what I'm seeing in your second chakra in the belly area, there's a really tight knot right in the center. It's not huge. Can you feel anything in there when you're talking about power?
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do, and everybody at home, I'm sure all of us have some place where you get things dense up and they hold tight. And it's about power, and it's about the complexities of power that Diane's talking about. But it could also be felt as a resistance or an odd pulse. You know what I mean? So what we're going to do is focus on that. Have you focus on it? That's right. Until it softens. So just tell me what happens. It's interesting because when this is how I'm seeing it, Diane, is when we pull it up, it starts to spread out to the side and to the back, and all of a sudden it's up around the kidneys in a way, because the kidneys are, or that part of the sacrum area, is a lot about how we're really sensitive and timid and very vulnerable. So I'm saying to you that what it looks like is it moved up and became sensitive and vulnerable, and I'm going, okay, good, this is on its way out, right? Does that make sense? There you go. Now we're just
to the other day. I had I woke up in the morning and I had this huge, I had a lot of pain around, at first my mid back and then my lower back, which is really unusual for me, like a huge pressure. And then it just went away.
It did, eh? And how's your upper back right now?
I'm feeling something in, like, right between, like, my third and fourth chakra.
Okay, and I'm telling everybody at home,
chakra.
And follow where yours is moving, people at home. Okay, not that Diane isn't at home, but she's up here on center stage right now. We're going to do a little bit more. Because to me, it's thinning out and it's dissipating, but it's also showing you the various parts of your body where it lurks as well, you know, the fear of power. And I want to play with you. We're going to keep doing energy for a little bit, but I want to play with you. What does power mean? You don't necessarily want power over people, do you?
No, no. No, I want to, you know, use the right use of power, like, you know, to love and embrace people and help them to love and embrace themselves.
And what does that require?
And awaken to their true power, you know, to the power of unity and oneness.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the shift
power.
To me, Diane.
Sounds like what?
I said, that sounds like the shift to me
mm-hmm.
that we were talking about, you know. Because the thing about you, you're doing a good job here. That knot that I was looking at is actually melting at a very deep level. Because what you're looking for is that power in you that is the empowerment from being an authentic being and having that light that is yours by existence, right? Your fingerprint in the universe, right?
Right.
And that part of you, I don't know if you want to be a strong leader per se, but you have a really nice light you want to bring into the presence of people, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm seeing also, as we say this, that there's a fear about the money. As you become that kind of power, there's a fear about money. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's afraid that if she has money, she's going to, what?
That there's going to, I think there's a fear of misuse. So, you know, it's like I make money, but it goes as fast as it comes kind of thing.
Well, it's really interesting because I'm seeing it's, I want you to look at this and people at home, take a look too. Link your money to your power and see what it is. Because I see in Diane, there's a fear that your identity, if you have money, and you're identified as someone who has money, you're going to become attached to that or something, and you won't be real, or you won't be, I don't quite understand, but something like, I won't be real anymore. I won't be what I really am.
Well, yeah, because I think that, you know, in the world right now, you see people with money. Like I can take my sister and brother-in-law, and they're kind of lost more in their, you know, what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not being their authentic selves. They're not exploring or looking for their authentic selves. It's all about the things that make them happy.
Well, here's what we want you to do right now. Is that we want you to go through that feeling of if you have money, it would not squash your personality, but it would, or your real self, but it would stop you from really being yourself. Because what we're showing is when you ratchet that up, when you get to a higher field and frequency as who you are, that's just going to fall off. That's really a no thing. You see what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
you're not going to do that. First of all,
right.
that would bore you. And it would make you mad. You're not going to do that. But the fear comes from ancient programming. So we want you to feel that, maybe write about it, just experience it. Now it's running up through your heart right now. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you'd be disappointed in yourself. And I'm going, you know what, Diane? Do you remember the other night we were talking with Paradigm Shifters? We talked with Sharon Wyeth, and you called in that night. But she's got mm-hmm. some really great things to say about attracting money and really enjoying it. You might check her website or her newsletter about that. You know.
Okay, I did sign up for her newsletter. There's a fear of being seen too. That's
okay.
what that's really coming up for me. Like
what would happen if you were
seen as powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Or my authentic self.
Because you might.
Well, I think it's a past life thing about that, you know, being your truth and being authentic, you know, has not been a good thing in many past lives.
Because you get killed.
Or has been a shameful thing even when, you know, I was following a more religious life
mm-hmm.
in past lives.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to evolve
where it
beyond
cost
it?
Me my life.
That's what I'm saying.
I even
most.
Got the other day that maybe I was, I think when I was experiencing the pressure in my back that, you know, maybe I was tortured, like on a stretching rack or something.
Wow.
That's what came up for me.
Okay, so I want you to bring all that up because it broke your heart too, you see?
Mm-hmm.
You see that? There's this funny little pain right in the center of your sternum. Do you feel that?
Yes. And underneath my breast, kind of a line underneath my breast.
Right, like a bra line?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a kind of an abuse line. You know that, hey? Anyway, so what we're going to, and I'm going to have to move on because there might be another caller, but I want to look at this and go, if you can sit with that, I think these things, Diane, the reading on you is that these things are about to shift because you're majorly bringing them up into the conscious right now. And your inner is sitting there as a really light being right underneath it, ready to, you know, when you're really in your authentic nature and your light and the changing frequencies on our planet will support this. You're really not going to get the flack you had 1,000 years or 200 years ago. It's so different.
Right.
It's like all hands on deck. We need to be part of this lifting essence, you know?
Right.
You're going to be great. I don't mean great. You're going to be on David Letterman and in his short skirt and all of that. I don't mean that. I mean you're going to be one whose presence is going to be very soothing for a lot of people and very supportive.
Wonderful.
Don't
thank
you just
you.
Love it?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, honey.
Yep. I hope to see you soon.
I hope so, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was really interesting because Diane's working hard on herself, and I know that. But what's really interesting for a lot of us is the guides keep saying clearing, clearing, clearing is the big thing. And she's going to clear some big nuggets and big knots way down deep inside of herself. What are you clearing? Call in with your questions. We're talking about tonight is love. And as Diane gets this issue of power and fear of money and fear of being betrayed by being authentic or being beaten up by being authentic or whatever, as she gets those clearings done, then what happens, and they are just energy clearings is what they are. They're not relevant in today's world in the same way. Then what happens is that love, the self-love, can't help but come up. And the way I've been taught to see beings is see, like when I first was waking up to this sort of thing, I would see all these amazing, colorful, spiraling lights running right up through the center of beings, of people. And what happens is when you're not quite in alignment with your higher potential and so on, as the speed up continues, those spiraling lights push harder and harder. And the gifts that you have, you want to bring into the world, the self-love and the honoring of who you are, spirals right up and pushes you. And sometimes it'll push your life around. It'll push away certain things that you're reaching for. And it'll pull to you things that you might not have thought you deserve, but you do. And what happens is clearing, clearing, clearing is the greatest way to let the deeper drives of your soul journey take charge. It's really exciting. So when in doubt, clear, ladies and gentlemen. And I would clear love by doing stuff like this. Like, let's do some love clearing. Let's take a look out there and see who is flummoxed by life right now. Okay, I'm seeing a lady, and she's probably in her 40s, maybe early 50s, but I think 40s, and she's dull. She's feeling really dull about life. She knows that life isn't okay the way it is. She's had trouble with kids. She's divorced. And I think her ex wants her, the man who wants her back, and she's just staring at him. She's looking around and going, none of this means anything to me, my job, my family, and so on. And I'm looking at her going, how can we help her? And the guides immediately show that she has a kind of a rigid panel over her chest. She's a little bit heavy. She's got a lot of pressure over her chest chakra, her courage chakra, and so on. We're going to help her by pulling some of that off, because what she's done through the years, because so much of life has been irrelevant, how does it get irrelevant? Because she's not really herself. She's living the game that she was taught by her mother, who isn't necessarily happy, and her father, who isn't necessarily happy, and her husband, who was aiming for something that was not exactly in her realm. You see what I mean? So she's doing his life, and she's living it the way she was taught to live, and it's not meaning anything to her. So she's got a little hedge of numbness around her heart. So we're talking about love, and I'm going, this lady is intrinsically an extremely loving, gentle soul. I mean, really dynamically loving. But because she's got so much weight on her, and I mean physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and she's kind of numbed herself down, so she doesn't have to feel all that. But something deep down is like a volcano. So I see this man coming to her, and he's loving her, and he wants her back, and she's staring at him like she's watching a TV show that's not relevant anymore. And I'm saying, because she needs help clearing that numbness. So let's go into our bodies all together, and we'll work with her, and we'll work with each one of us. And let's ask to feel, love in our body mind. Okay, just ask yourself to feel love in your body mind. Okay, now I'm going to ask you, wrap yourselves in light. I think I said that, didn't I? And so I'm going to ask you now to, you feel love in your body mind, so you must be feeling a little lighter and freer, although some of you feel self-protected. And so now let's bring in your mother. Let's bring in all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mom. Good. And does your body stay just as loving? Ooh, some of you didn't. Some of you got really intense weight on your chest. Somebody else in the lower belly. Somebody in the shins. Somebody in the back of the neck and the shoulders. Remember, the shoulders are responsibility. The neck is consciousness of self. Now, you can, there's a lot of poetic license here. I mean, you don't have a rigid rule on what's what. And the legs, the lower legs, are childhood pictures. And usually when the leg gets funny, there's some kind of abuse thing. Somebody's got mama's tension. She wasn't abusive, but she was very tense. And so the person grows up being extremely tense. So when we're talking about love and we bring in the mother, take a look at yourself and see how much of your mom's resistance to love or fear of vulnerability you're carrying with you. How much of your love ability, just general love ability, is curtailed, if you will, or held back in place because of your experience with your mom. So let's call in our guides and angels and ask for help as we command total release of the mother energy now, total release, and feel it sloughing off your body. Good. And now take a golden spiraling light and run it through your body. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I call it the light gargle. Now, once again, let's feel love. Okay, and I want to feel now, on top of the love, I want you to feel all your defensiveness. Okay. All that defensiveness. Now, what happens to love when you're feeling defensive? Does it get bigger? Or does it get smaller? Okay. And exaggerate whatever it is. Keep a sense of humor when we do these things. You exaggerate whatever it is. Now I'm looking at my mythical lady there. Yeah, so, and she's showing that she's really defensive. In fact, she gets awful stomach aches when we do the defensive thing. Really terrible. She probably has an ulcer or something, because her stomach just gets into a terrible pain. Now what happens to you? Where's your defensiveness? Okay. It's funny because I look around and the guides show me some of you get really heavy because of it and some of you get really skinny because of it. So that's quite interesting, isn't it? Some of you get extremely fast digestive tract as a result, and some get absolutely frozen digestive tract. So again, exaggerate all your defensiveness. And then let's command total release. All right, so one more thing we're going to do before we give up on this part, which is let's call up love in your body, mind, emotional self. Just straight up love. Got a really nice frequency, doesn't it? Can you feel your body kind of expanding and getting greater? Now let's throw in some attachment. Think of a partner with whom you've been very attached, a friend, or a job even. Any way you've got attachments, let's feel attachments. Now immediately I see our friend who, it's funny, instead of her attachments reaching, the friend that I was talking about who's a little heavy, whose ex wants her back, but she is just numb. When I'm looking through her, at her attachments, I feel like she's pulling away from everyone. Somehow she's attached to being separated from them all right now. And that attachment for her, this is different than anything I've seen so far, but it's as if in her attachment, she's holding her own inner really tightly and holding it away from the fact that, from anybody, because nobody really knows who she is and she wants it to be safe or something. So that's more than attachment, isn't it? But that's what happened in her when I called up attachment. So exaggerate that, honey, and let's command total release of it. Now, what's happening in you? I want you to feel your attachment to your husband, wife, mother, father, friends, children. And where's the attachment in your body, mind? And what happens to love when your attachment is strong? Can you have both at the same time? I think so. But it's different, isn't it? And it's good not to mistake one for the other. And what's in attachment? If you go underneath the attachment, there's several of you have attachment for fear of loss, fear of being left out, fear of being totally on your own. Basically, there's a lot of fear under attachment. So what would happen if we exaggerated our attachment and we let it go? We commanded total release of it and got our angels to pull it off. What do you feel? It's a very interesting thing, isn't it? Because it's attachment that keeps us all in a kind of a social context that keeps us all, I suppose, stably getting along or something. But when I saw the release of the attachment there, they show that the spirit of the self would kind of buoy up and the ability to love each other is much stronger. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, isn't it? So they say that, I will release that scenario. So our poor lady is standing in tenterhooks and wondering how to make herself safe. Well, maybe I should continue working with her as well. But anyway, release your picture just for a moment here. And then we'll finish with the lady who is attached to keeping herself away, because what she's doing in a defensive fashion is she's grabbing hold of herself and keeping herself deep down and kind of in secret and private. That would take quite a while to work on. But I would say if that feels like you, focus on that and really give yourself love and respect for having that kind of safety measure going on in your gastrointestinal system and other parts of your body, but strongest in the gastrointestinal system. Give yourself some love and respect and melt that little holding pattern, melt it down. Because what's going to come up soon, and for her, I can see this, she's got a really creative, like a writer's creation in there. She's got a really, really unusual, creative, artistic thingamabob that she's going to put into the world. I think it has to do with writing. It's going to come up, but I'll tell you something for everybody. is when you let go of these extreme defenses or those extreme holding patterns, you let them go. You call them, feel them, and really sit with them, give them permission to be there. And that's how you let them go. They start to unravel, and they start to expand, and they start to move on. And what comes up again is that spiraling light filled with gifts and so on that comes on up and demands to be attended to in your world. And she's going to really do something interesting with hers. She has to get, unfortunately, a bit more uncomfortable. And we've all had experiences or met people who have gotten really really uncomfortable, or they've had their divorce or widow or surgery or had a faint in the middle of a department store or whatever, lost a child or blah, blah. But in any case, what happens is they face their own wall, don't they? And the wall is usually quite severe, and then the person begins to recreate him or herself. And up comes that ability to love the self that comes from the recognition of you're the only one in the universe that's you, and you have to put whatever you have in the world. And I really think love is the underlying theme in all that, self-love, love of the life, love of the human, maybe the human legend that we all go through that actually puts brilliant stuff out on the planet. So anyway, that's kind of about love, and thank you for listening to all that. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love working with you. And if you want to call me for a session, do that. Email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. My paradigm shifter on Tuesday, next Tuesday, is going to be Joseph Mark Cohen, and he's talking about crop circles, that he's created this amazing deck of cards, oracle cards, that are crop circle oracle cards. And if you look up his treeoflifemysteryschool.com, treeoflifemysteryschool.com, or Joseph Mark Cohen, you'll find all kinds of information. He's got a little plethora of websites in there, because he goes on tours. He takes people on tours to sacred sites. But he's got good stuff to talk about with the crop circles. I found it really invigorating to get to know him a little bit. So tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. I think you're going to enjoy him. And then tonight, right after this show, we're going to meet with Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And Jackie's going to be talking about the masculine energies and the feminine energies, with the team, mind you, the wonderful channel team, but she's going to be talking about the masculine and feminine energies and what it's taking to balance them these days. Did you guys catch on to the full moon last night? Holy mackerel, I haven't seen a moon this big for I don't know how long. Have you? It was really stunning. And talking about the masculine and feminine and talking about love, I think of a lot of us, you know, love the moon because the moon makes you feel romantic and it really inspires that deep inner drive to connect, doesn't it? So, and next Thursday, I don't know what we're going to be talking about. Maybe we'll talk about the magic of crop circles. You know, when I talk about the shift and so on, is that it is all about the fact we're going to be a more loving species. It's going to love our planet. And it's going to love many dimensions. We're going to love many dimensional beings. We're going to love one another. Maybe it won't happen overnight, but we got to start with ourselves, and we got to start recognizing how what we mistake for love can be attachment, and we can turn that around in a heartbeat by just asking to feel it and expand into the awareness. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, let's all take a deep breath and send some loving, conscious breaths out to one another. Let's take a deep breath. Fill yourself with love and your awareness of love. And send it out like a prayer to all the beings who are listening to Radiance by Design, because we are a loving community. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you at the top of the hour. Those can stay on. Blessings.